it's been a series of short runs. Green Flag goes back in the air, and we're racing again at Iowa. Austin Cindric with the race lead off the corner.
Josh Berry to the inside. Chase Elliott to the high side. Then Austin Dillon is back down low. Berry slides back up in the line to the second position. Dillon still occupies the inside lane.
Austin Dillon trying to take second away from Josh Berry. Ford and Chevy side-by-side battle there. Chase Elliott looking on. Dillon slips. That'll get Berry second, and that'll leave the lane up top wide open for Chase Elliott in his wheel-to-wheel battle for third.
Here he comes just to the right of Austin Dillon. William Byron trying to move up right behind Chase Elliott. Elliott goes by. He's up to third. Byron still mired back in fifth.
Further back for the number six spot. They were three wide for a moment. John Hunter Nemechek, he gets the bum's rush. Then there's contact with those drivers. Christopher Bell was in the middle. Kyle Larson was topside. They get together and bounce off the outside wall. We continue on.
There's a side-by-side battle for the second position on the backstretch. Josh Berry outside and Chase Elliott to the inside. Here's Elliott. Drives in deep along the bottom lane.
Rooting and gouging. They're pushing and shoving with 99 laps to go in Iowa. They sorted out mid-pack and up front. Chase Elliott goes to second. Josh Berry now falls back to third, and behind them they are side-by-side for fourth.
Austin Dillon, William Byron. They
trouble go turn number two. Tyler Reddick gets into the left rear quarter panel of Christopher Bell. Both cars go for a spin. It's traffic jam, and a lot of cars come to a stop to avoid them. Looks like traffic on Interstate 80 here on rush hour outside of Des Moines, but everybody grabs a gear, refires, and pulls away. It was Tyler Reddick and the McDonald's Toyota got to the left rear quarter panel of Christopher Bell's Ream Toyota, and both cars did a synchronized spin over in turn number two.
Alex, we saw this one coming because that traffic pocket from about 10th on back, they were beating and banging. They're bouncing off each other. They're three and they're four wide. And basically, you had too much car for too little racetrack right there.
We did, and as they worked their way three wide, it looked like Chase Briscoe dove into the bottom all the way at the extreme bottom and touched the left rear quarter panel of Tyler Reddick, which domino effect sent him up the track into Christopher Bell. So Chase Briscoe just trying to get aggressive and go three wide down into turn number one and just ran out of real estate at the bottom of the racetrack. That'll put us under the caution flag for the ninth time.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time by, looks like the top We welcome you back to Iowa Speedway. Pit lane is open. Austin Dillon, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, they will come off the racetrack and come to pit lane for service. And outside of that, I don't see anybody else following suit, at least not at the moment. Steve Post.
A trio of Chevys bringing their cars down. Austin Dillon's been a good, solid top 10 run. Here he is to the attention of his crew. Ross Chastain brings his car in as well. And here comes Kyle Larson, going to swing around the Austin Dillon car down here into turn number one. For Larson, the HendrickCars.com, he's been fighting a little tight center and loose off. They're going to go four tires, no adjustments this time. They're pretty happy with the race car. They just need to try to earn some track position. Sunoco Fuel is in, and Kyle Larson is out and away. These pit stops, lap 256.
More stops in front of Jason Toy.
Trio of Toyotas make their way down. Riley Hurst gets in here, and then Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell, who brought out this most recent caution. They came in, four tires, Sunoco Fuel, and they're going to get loosened up a little bit. A little tight for Christopher Bell that run early on.
So as they make pit stops, everybody else stays on the racetrack. Noah Gregson just got the free pass. He'll be rejoining the tail end of the field. And when they come to the line, it'll be 93 to go, probably going back to green at about 90 or 91 to go, and that'll set us up for what hopefully will be the sprint back to the checkered flag, and we will know who will win the Iowa Corn 350. While we have a moment, let's update the leaderboard for you, tell you how everyone's running. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, the official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get ready for real, unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and StraightTalkWireless.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
Austin Cindric is the race leader. Chase Elliott is second. Josh Berry is third. And William Byron is fourth. John Hunter Nemechek in his 100th career Cup Series start is fifth. Sixth is Chase Briscoe. Seventh is Alex Bowman. Eighth is Brad Keselowski. Ninth is Justin Haley. And tenth is Ryan Preece.
Denny Hamlin is running 11th right now after that spin a few laps ago. Michael McDowell is 12th. Carson Hocevar is 13th. Joey Logano is up to 14th with Ryan Blaney in 15th. Shane Van Gisbergen is 16th. Chris Buescher is 17th. Cole Custer is 18th. 19th is Kyle Busch. And 20th is A.J. Allmendinger.
Ty Gibbs is 21st. Daniel Suarez, 22nd. Todd Gilliland is 23rd. Eric Jones, 24th. Cody Ware is 25th. Austin Dillon, 26th. Riley Herbst, 27th. 28th is Ross Chastain. 29th is Kyle Larson. And 30th is Christopher Bell.
Tyler Reddick is posted 31st. Noah Gregson's 32nd. Again, Noah is getting the wave around. The first car would be two laps down behind him in Bubba Wallace, followed by Ty Dillon. That's, by the way, in 33rd. Ty Dillon's 34th. Zane Smith is 35th. We have Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 36th. And Joey Gase is 37th. There has been zero attrition today. All 37 cars are still on the racetrack.
However, in the last 50 laps, we have had six caution flags.
Wow.
So it's been a matter of cautions breeding cautions. Had a bit of an extended caution here as we've had a couple of Elgin sweepers working around the racetrack. Todd Gordon, looks like they're sweeping up the outer lanes up by the safer barrier.
Yeah, as you look at it, I mean, obviously, as these tires wear, They scrub rubber off of them. If you think about a cheese grater and a block of cheese, when you run it down the grater, that cheese comes off the backside. It turns into, we call it marbles. It kind of balls the rubber up as it comes off of here, and those end up the racetrack because centrifugal force puts them up there. That makes the track dirty. If you get up into those, you're just sitting on top of them. Think about walking on marbles. You're going to wreck. So they're just trying to clean the racetrack up, get it where the racetrack is presentable, and if somebody gets above, we call kind of jumping the cushion above the groove, the racetrack isn't all marbles and send them up in their wall.
The Elgin sweepers doing that heavy lifting that Todd Gordon just described. The AMR safety team out there. The track is buttoned up and cleaned up, and we are ready to go back under the green flag. The field is doubled up for the restart. They have chosen. You're going to have Austin Cindric, the race leader. He'll restart on the outside lane, and then Chase Elliott, a very quiet performance today for the native of Dawsonville, Georgia. He running in the second position. Barry Byron and Nemechek, the rest of the top five. Everybody getting doubled up right now as we will get the restart with 90 laps remaining in the Iowa Corn 350.
And after what we saw yesterday in practice, Todd Gordon, Chase Elliott, Austin Cindric at the front of the field, not that big a surprise.
No, it's not. I felt like both these guys were pretty good and they're up there in a position. They still have to get to pit road. We'll see where this kind of unfolds.
Pace car is on pit road right now, creeping slowly into the restart zone. Cindric will go about halfway through. Chase Elliott caught sleeping there for a moment, but he quickly regroups while trying to fend off the advances of William Byron, his Hendrick Motorsports teammate directly behind him.
Here they come off the corner. Austin Cindric to the outside, a narrow lead. Chase Elliott there to the inside. They go at it for the lead, coming off the end of the back straightaway, racing their way off turn four.
It's going to be Cindric by half a car as they exit the corner. You've got Chase Elliott digging hard at the bottom of the racetrack. Elliott with a bit of a slip off turn number four gives up the battle for the lead. Meanwhile, side by side for third.
That's where Josh Berry is to the outside of William Byron, and it's also side by side for the fifth position as well. Chase Briscoe with John Hunter Nemechek racing up to his inside in turn three.
Chase Briscoe has led the most laps this afternoon at Iowa with 81. Got shuffled back there. Now he is back inside of the top 10.
Trouble off turn number four. Shane Van Gisbergen goes around. He caught the outside wall. May have had some help on exit of turn number four. Shane Van Gisbergen, a long, broad slide across the start-finish line. Caution flag from the right hand of Shannon Bednarik. That green flag stretch, a solid four laps.
And right now for you, Alex, we expand upon the stat that you just told us about. What, about 55 laps, seven caution flags? The first half of this race, fairly clean and green, but quite rambunctious here in the last 60. We've got 80 to go, and Austin Cindric continues to lead.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in seven flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
86 laps to go in Iowa. The race lead in the command of Austin Cindric. Chase Elliott, Josh Berry, William Byron, and Chase Briscoe are the top five from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or Top Dog promotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
At lap 265, pit road is open. The leader is on pit road, and he screeches to a halt in front of Steve Post.
That is Austin Cindric, going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel down and away. The quandary of their spot right now is that all of these cautions have brought so many people into what they believe going to be able to make it to the end. They figured they better come down and put four Goodyear Racing Eagles on the car and get back underway. Kyle Larson is in. He's got damage on the right front of his car. The guys out in the turns, Kurt Becker and you guys in the booth, talked about some dust-ups out there, and the right front is bowed up on his Chevy Camaro. They're working on that on pit road as well. Jason Toy, how about drivers in front of you?
The only one that made a stop down in this, it was Gilliland. Todd Gilliland comes in. They continue to work on the right front. Had some damage earlier on. They continue to try to chase down.
Well, so a handful of drivers, as you hear, making pit stops, others staying on the racetrack. Todd, strategy continues to get a little more clear for some. For others, maybe a little more fuzzy.
What's the thing they call it? Monday morning quarterbacking, yeah. When you can talk it back? I really felt like, Chase Briscoe and those guys that came at lap 224, they were stretching it and hoping for cautions. I feel like they've gotten the cautions to where they need to get to. Now the question to me comes, the guys that came 10 laps earlier, John Hunter Nemechek, Alex Bowman at 214, are they in a position to make it to the end? This is just where aggressiveness pays off, and cautions breed cautions.
Are you getting frustrated if you're a crew chief down there? You can't get going, and you can't see what the net effect is of any changes you made to your race cars.
Well, you got to understand that as you get to the last 100 laps of a race like this, give goes away. Every driver's on take, and that's going to bring cautions like this. And once we have one, we're going to have several. Steve Post?
You guys were referencing Chase Briscoe. Todd's talked about the position he's in. Just listening to the conversation with him and James Small, and James literally just radioed and said, we were in a position where we were very, very close. All of these cautions have now put us in a position. We are good to go to the end, good to run to the finish of this race, go out and win this race. Now, James is pretty colorful on the language, so there's times there's some other words involved with it, but they are confident now that they can make it to the end of this race. That's the story on Chase Briscoe, the pole sitter here, as he's rallied back up inside the top of the field. He's going to restart in the fourth spot.
This is the second year in a row for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol for the NASCAR Cup Series here at Iowa Speedway. Last year, we only had 8 caution flags in the event. 10 already here today with still 83 laps to go. And in case you're wondering, the most cautions in a race this season, Mike, is what?
12. We are 2 away. And with the way this is going, we'll probably break it this afternoon. We have seemed to be in a little rut here of late. Like to see a good long green flag run just to see what the net effect is to some of the strategies that are playing out. As you mentioned, we're coming to the line. It's going to be 82 to go. Let's just hope that the caution flag's been put away for the rest of the afternoon and we can settle this one under green flag conditions, but I highly doubt that to be the case.
Poor old Shannon Bednarik. She's on top of the flag stand. Going to need some massage work on that right shoulder. That flag has been in the air an awful lot today. As they come through the restart zone, this time she puts the green flag in the air, and we're racing again at Iowa Speedway. Great launch from the outside lane. Chase Elliott tries to pull the field from the top of the leaderboard.
Got Josh Berry to his inside, and he has William Byron right behind him. Further back, Chase Briscoe thought about a 3-wide move on the back straightaway. Now he does. He starts to run down to the inside, but Berry shuts off the lane.
Chase Elliott, William Byron, 1 and 2, coming out of turn number 4, side by side for third. How about Alex Bowman takes that Ally Chevrolet and it'll go wheeling around the outside of Josh Berry in a Ford Chevy wheel-to-wheel battle for third.
Rallies up to the outside and takes third position onto the backstretch does Bowman. Josh Berry will get back into line in fourth. John Hunter Nemechek now first up on the bottom lane.
Hendrick Motorsports now 1-2-3 in the Iowa Corn 350. Chase Elliott, William Byron, Alex Bowman, and oh by the way, Chase
trouble,
Elliott.
Turn number 4, here's Ty Dillon. He'll come spinning out of the pack of traffic and he'll spin to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide across the grass right across the Iowa Corn 350 logo at the main straightaway. He'll keep digging. He'll keep on going through turn number 1, but the 11th caution flag is flying over this race this afternoon.
So that, it's unreal. We went 4 green flag laps again. That has been the theme here as of late in this. Now, 8 caution flags since lap number 180. This is one of them that a lot of people are going to be talking about here. But the fans here at Iowa Speedway are loving it. They've been on their feet, and now they get a chance now to sit back and relax as we work the caution flag for the 11th time.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Hi,
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Chase Elliott is the race leader. William Byron is second. Alex Bowman third. Josh Berry fourth. And John Hunter Nemechek round out the top five as we work the caution flag for the 11th time today. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Iowa Speedway. 77 laps to go in this race. And again, strategy is certainly worth talking about. It's a bit all over the board with these drivers and teams right now. Todd Gordon, Chase Elliott is the race leader.
Last came to pit road 182. We've not had enough cautions to get that far back into the pit sequence at this point. I think they're definitely going to have to come at some point, but we'll see where that stacks up. I'm just wondering. We've had 38 caution laps here in the last, you know, the last sequence here. It seems like we're starting to close that window back to anybody that stopped past lap 200.
So that is the race leader, Chase Elliott. Steve Post, what about second place and his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, William Byron?
Well, the conversation from William Byron is just exactly what Todd Gordon had said. Rudy, almost a little disbelief in his voice. He said, William, if we get one more caution, we are going to get close to making it on fuel to the end of this one. So there was disbelief in his voice, and the word was close to a fuel window. But Todd, to your point, with all these cautions, it's bringing more and more drivers along in line to possibly run to the end of this one. So we'll keep an eye and see what happens with William Byron. He's running in the second spot.
Yeah, as we talk about that, I mean, he needs one more. History has said that'll be about four laps away the way we've been going. So we'll see where that plays out. But it's definitely bringing some different strategies forward with all these stacked up cautions.
While we have a moment, let's revisit some of the keys to winning the race presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Yeah, as we talked about earlier in the race, I'll go through them quickly. Number one, execute. Pit road, getting on, getting off. We've seen that's been pretty clean. We had a couple speeding penalties earlier. They've recovered from those pieces. Number two, find a balance that can take advantage of the bottom lane in traffic. The guys that are driving their way forward done a good job with that. And number three, and most importantly, see the opportunities that caution bring for winning strategies and win them. Not knowing how many cautions were coming, the guys that were aggressive, they're getting rewarded with a stack up of cautions.
So we get the one-to-go signal this time by, and the drivers choose what lane to restart in. Chase Elliott, the first to choose, goes to the outside. That's been the theme on all these restarts here so far. William Byron elects to go to the bottom of the racetrack, so it'll be Byron to the inside of Chase Elliott in row number one. Row number two sees Josh Berry to driver's left, Alex Bowman to the right. row number three. It is going to be John Hunter Nemechek and Chase Briscoe. John Hunter Nemechek and his 100th career start. Drivers to win in their 100th start go all the way back to 1953. Hall of Famer Lee Petty did it at Shreveport. Junior Johnson at Wilson, North Carolina in 1959. Rex White, 1960 on the air base. Carl Edwards and Eric Jones.
74 to go. Green flag back up. Let's see if we can get some green flag racing under our belt. Here is Chase Elliott to the outside. William Byron to the inside. Byron gets the advantage as he tries to power back to the point.
Let's see what Elliott can do from there. Here he comes to the outside. Oh, he has to change lanes. They almost make contact. What a move by Elliott. He keeps the momentum up and dives to the inside.
William Byron has the lead, but Chase Elliott not thrilled about falling back to second. Elliott now in his tire tracks will chase his teammate back to the corner. Meanwhile, the battle for third flares up.
Here it comes as Alex Bowman to the outside. He works toward the outer lane outside of Josh Berry coming onto the back straightaway. Chase Briscoe, John Hunter Nemechek go door to door right behind them as they race through turn three.
Here they come now. First side-by-side battle inside of the top ten is where John Hunter Nemechek is digging to the bottom of Chase Briscoe. Briscoe comes flying around the outside. He'll claim that spot. Nemechek tries to get in line, but here comes Brad Keselowski. He'll step to his outside.
Keselowski in seventh trying to grab sixth away from John Hunter Nemechek, and then Carson Hosabar tries to get involved in this battle as well. Here comes Nemechek inside of Chase Briscoe.
John Hunter Nemechek trying to make the move to the inside. We'll find out if he can do it up off of turn number four. Tries to clear the car of Brad Keselowski. Can't do it. Brad keeps his foot on the loud pedal, headed back to turn one.
He is still back in the seventh position. Brad still trying to move by to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek. Keselowski stands on the gas off the top of turn number two. He starts to forge ahead in that ongoing battle.
If you're just joining us, Brad Keselowski was dominant early on this afternoon. He led 68 laps. And now, through a cycle of pit stops, is trying to power his way back to the front with 70 laps to go here in Iowa.
He is racing up to the outside. Keselowski is. He's got the sixth position. He wants more, but he's got to catch Chase Briscoe before he can even think about challenging to work back into the top five.
Out to complete our seventh consecutive green flag lap here on this run. This will be the longest green flag stretch we've seen on the last 30 laps. And as I say that, caution is on the speedway. There are drivers that got together over on the back straightaway. They went four wide. It looks like there's a piece of debris laying on the back stretch. It's a side window, it looks like, that came out of a car. They went two and three wide down off of turn two and onto the back straightaway. And the current green flag stretch is not going to go much further.
And with this green, with this caution flag that comes out of lap 281, that ties us for the most caution flags in 2025. We had 12 caution flags at Texas Motor Speedway. And right now, this is the 12th caution flag this afternoon in the Iowa Corn 350.
And the AMR safety team, Mikey Myers, looks like jumped out of that truck and picked up that right side window. But Todd, by rule, do they have to come in whichever car lost that and put another one in, or can they continue on?
I believe they've got to have that side window in to continue on. We'll figure out who it is, and they'll probably have a spare down there in the pit box.
And it is from Todd Gilliland, who will bring his Love Sport Mustang onto the pit lane. Damage on the right front from earlier, and we can clearly see he is passenger windowless at lap 282.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
Napa knows.
That's the sound of your current hype level at the gas pump. But brace yourself for something fuel nominal, because Unleaded 88 is about to take the hype to a whole new level. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, and greener than regular unleaded. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, brought to you by Iowa Corn.
Back at Iowa, pit road is open. There are takers. Jason Toy, you're up.
Chase Elliott, the first to hit the mark. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. They feel like the rubber will help them a little bit better. The same thing for Kyle Busch, although he was having a hard time in traffic. They thought they weren't going to lose too much, so they came down, got four fresh racing Goodyear Eagles. Steve Post.
Josh Berry was running up in the top five, but they finally had to pull the trigger. Miles Stanley, the crew chief, on getting some fuel in that car. Four-tire Sunoco racing fuel on the Wood Brothers car. We've got Eric Jones in. We've got Cole Custer in, getting their pit service here. But the one of note on this end of pit road was the Josh Berry car.
So those drivers make their stops, give up the track position. That'll shuffle the leaderboard just a bit more. William Byron continues to show the way. Now it's going to be Alex Bowman second. Chase Briscoe will be third. Brad Keselowski will be fourth. And John Hunter Nemechek rounds out the top five. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Dictee Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
This is Tyler Reddick. You're tuned into the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now back to the race.
One to go being given at the start-finish line. William Byron chooses the outside lane for the restart. Looks like Alex Bowman will go to his inside. Row two, we'll see Brad Keselowski and Chase Briscoe.
They are the top four. Running in fifth right now is John Hunter Nemechek. Ryan Preece will restart sixth. Carson Hocevar is seventh. Denny Hamlin eighth. Justin Haley ninth. Ryan Blaney will restart in tenth. And Alex, we're going to get the green with 64 to go. To me, this is anyone's race still. There's no clear-cut favorite with all the jostling we've seen going on as of late.
Agree. Six of the current top nine runners have not won a race this season. Three of those have never won at the NASCAR Cup Series level in Ryan Preece, Carson Hocevar, and Justin Haley did. He won in the Coke Zero Sugar at 400. So two of those drivers have not won a race at this level. So six of the current top nine searching for their first win of the season.
Right now, the pace car is getting ready to go to pit road. Everybody's slinging their cars from side to side, trying to get all the debris off those tires, get as much heat built in as possible so they get a great launch when they come to the restart zone, which happens now. Byron goes late in the restart zone. Alex Bowman caught sleeping. Byron is already away by half a car length before they get to the start-finish line, which will leave Bowman and Briscoe to race for second.
John Hunter Nemechek stacked him three wide. Now he's double wide with Denny Hamlin behind him, but further ahead, side-by-side for the second spot. Alex Bowman to the inside, and Chase Briscoe to the outside.
Briscoe has a nose in front of Bowman. Bowman rallies back on the bottom of the racetrack. Ryan Preece, an interested onlooker. He's right behind them. Bowman and Briscoe still side-by-side racing for the second spot at Iowa.
Ryan Preece joins them. He climbs up to the outside. He now draws alongside of Alex Bowman. That's the battle for third. Chase Briscoe scoots out in front of them in the second spot, but the battle for third races on in turn four.
Ryan Preece on the high side. Alex Bowman downstairs. Further back, good battle between Denny Hamlin and Justin Haley. That is the battle for eighth. Haley will power around Hamlin, and when he does that, Hamlin slides wide and leaves the lane open downstairs for Ryan Blaney.
Here's Ryan Blaney back at the tail end of the top 10, trying to draw a bead on Denny Hamlin. Cannot make it stick, and now he has to get back in line. He will follow the tire tracks in turn four.
Denny Hamlin on the rebound after he went for a spin in turn three back on lap number 221. Good beat or rebound there for Denny Hamlin and that team, but he still looks to the left and sees a hard charging Ryan Blaney occupying that real estate.
Blaney right there anchored to the bottom lane through turns number one and two. He's got Hamlin swung off to his right side. Again, Blaney not able to get by. He's got to be careful. Joey Logano is closing in as well.
Alex just documented the challenges for Denny Hamlin, and he's been able to rebound. Carson Hocevar spun at lap 210. Hocevar and that Spire Motorsports Chevrolet has been able to rebound. Right now, Carson is running in position number 6.
He is trying to pick up Brad Keselowski, who's got the 5th position. And then Alex Bowman straight ahead of that pair. All the while, William Byron, the race leader.
Byron runs the middle of the racetrack. He has found a good spot to race there. Got some shade and some cloud cover over turns 3 and 4. No threat of precipitation as we stay clean and green. We've now completed 291 laps. Kurt, 59 to go.
Here they come back onto the back straightaway once again. Brad Keselowski, the last driver inside the top 5. Carson Hocevar continues to move closer with each passing lap. Here he goes to the inside.
Brad Keselowski right in front of him will slide at the racetrack. Matter of fact, here comes Hocevar with a good run from the bottom of turn number 4. Keselowski tries to regroup, but Hocevar will dive to the inside, side by side now for position number 5.
They will ride door to door, coming back onto the backstretch here at Iowa this evening with Brad Keselowski to the outside, trying to hang on to the 5th position. Hocevar still there.
Trying to keep a foot in the door is Carson Hocevar. Brad Keselowski has the preferred lane. Hocevar dirt tracks it just a bit off turn number 4, but he's going to be able to keep a fender just to the left rear quarter panel.
See what Hocevar can do here. Turn number 2, bottom side. He's got Keselowski to the outside for the 3rd consecutive lap. They go at it. Hocevar going to drive a little deeper into the corner this time to see if he can make it work.
Ford and Chevy side by side for that race right there. Keselowski doing a great job holding down matters on the top side, but Carson Hocevar doing everything he can, trying to take any advantage he can by using the bottom. But this time, Curdy changes lanes.
He will go toward the outer lane of the newer pavement coming off of turn number 2. By the time he does that, though, Brad Keselowski has actually put a car length between himself and Carson.
So Brad Keselowski trying to run away and hide there. William Byron is the race leader. Chase Briscoe is 2nd. 3rd is Ryan Preece, and 4th is Alex Bowman, Todd. Good rebound for both the 3rd and 4th place cars of Preece and Bowman. Both of those drivers got busted for speeding on the pit lane a little earlier in today's race.
Yeah, they were buried back there. They've strategized their way into positions, coming on different pieces. Alex Bowman coming at 214. He's got, I think he's in a window to make it. Ryan Preece came later. He's been driving his way forward, so up to 3rd.
The last driver that was able to rebound and win a race after a speeding penalty was Daniel Suarez back in February of 2024 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. So just because you get a speeding penalty, and depending on when you get it in a race, does not necessarily mean that's a death sentence to your race that day. And right now we have seen a couple of drivers on the comeback trail for those adverse conditions. We've got 53 laps to go in Iowa. William Byron out front all by himself. Chase Briscoe running by himself in 2nd. And then things starting to stack up there from further on back. I want to go back and pick up that Justin Haley battle we talked about a few moments ago. Starting to get a little spicy there. Justin Haley has that spot. Denny Hamlin just gave him a pop in the boost in the middle of 3 and 4, lost momentum, and that allowed Ryan Blaney to close up. Matter of fact, here's Blaney to the inside of Hamlin in 2.
They are going at it for position number 9. Hamlin swings up to the outside. He's got Blaney just to his left. Hamlin powers his way off the end of the backstretch, but Blaney's still there.
This is 8th, 9th, and 10th in the running order. Haley has the 8th spot. 9th and 10th is to be determined. It's the Ford of Blaney, the Toyota of Denny Hamlin. They stay wheel to wheel. Nobody wants to give an inch.
Denny Hamlin still has the position now as they come off the corner. In fact, he will secure 9th, maybe. Here's Blaney. He's not about to throw in the towel. He's fighting back one more time to the inside.
Blaney drives it in deep going into turn number 3, but Denny floats it into the high side of turn 3. He's able to maintain momentum out of 4, but he cannot shake Ryan Blaney. Blaney, the flying Denny Hamlin's ointment in turn 2.
That will be the case all the way off the corner and onto the backstretch. Blaney does complete the pass. So to move Ryan Blaney up into the ninth position. And now Denny Hamlin may lose 10th.
Because Joey Logano will go to the bottom of the racetrack and pull even with Denny Hamlin. And will clear Hamlin up off of turn number 4, if only for a moment. Meanwhile, the race leader continues to be William Byron. Steve Post. Chase Briscoe is in the second spot after starting the race from pole position. What are they saying in the Chase Briscoe pit?
During that caution period, remember, Alex Bowman was second, Chase Briscoe was third. The thought down here, and Rudy Fugel is not comfortable. That's William Byron's crew chief, not comfortable. They think they're really, really tight and maybe short on fuel. The conversation between James Small, crew chief, and Chase Briscoe with his driver, A, pass the 48 car, and B, pressure the 24 car, William Byron, to run out of fuel. So mission accomplished on passing Alex Bowman. They're ahead of Alex Bowman. In fact, Ryan Preece is following them around Alex Bowman. But now they need to try to pressure William Byron. On Byron's radio, it's totally quiet. And Chase Briscoe's going to try to get up there and force William Byron to run that Chevy out of fuel.
You know, when you think about fuel mileage races, guys, we always think about Michigan. We think about Pocono. Short tracks rarely come to mind as far as running out of fuel. However, Todd, with the abundance of cautions and the strategies that have gone along with them, we may find ourselves in a position where you may have guys that are going to be shy of having some Tiger in the tank.
And with the tire the Goodyear brought here and the durability and the ability to hang on to lap time, it's opened up the windows for these guys. It's been tough to pass. That bottom is tough to get a hold of. We've seen great racing out of it, but that puts you in a position. Rudy Fugel came early, but aggressively, and he may get rewarded with this piece. He's got Chase Briscoe there within 3 car lengths trying to pressure on William Byron, but he's maybe a little short on fuel. You can save fuel at a place like this. Lift off the throttle a little bit earlier. Use less brake into the corner. There are ways to save fuel here. I've actually seen guys start doing that and pick up lap time.
Kurt Becker, Todd says that the inside lane is racy. You've been out there with a perfect view over there in turn number 3 all day long. Where, in your opinion, is the best line for these drivers to get through that set of corners?
Actually, seemed like from the outset, even back in the opening stage this afternoon, Alex, there were drivers who were able to go to the inside lane of the racetrack and make it work. Now, let's clarify something. That doesn't mean it somehow has become magical, not necessarily even as good as the outer lane. It takes effort. It takes work. What we've seen all day, drivers who work the bottom lane, they will start a run off that inside lane coming off turn 2. They will try to complete the pass by the time they get to turn 3. If it doesn't work, they just plant it and do the same thing over and over again. It's like a blue-collar process. It takes a while, but you can make it work.
And that's the process that Brad Keselowski just employed on Alex Bowman. He did exactly what Kurt described, but he did it coming off of turn number 4. He has bypassed Alex Bowman, put Brad Keselowski back in the fourth position as Alex Bowman falls back to position number 5 as the leaders come back to the line with 41 to go.
With William Byron, the race leader right now, and we may be seeing deja vu all over again with William Byron, Todd.
Yeah, Indianapolis, they were in a similar position. Put themselves tight on the fuel window trying to manufacture track position. With the green-white checkers that we had, they ran out of fuel on the last lap.
Couple of changes further back in the rundown. Austin Cindric has just gotten by Denny Hamlin to take 13th. Chase Elliott has just gotten by A.J. Allmendinger to take the 15th position. Quite a scramble coming off the end of the back straightaway, which involves Tyler Reddick and others.
Tyler Reddick is down there. Riley Herbst is in that mix as well. The other drivers involved, Daniel Suarez, Ty Gibbs is in there, Chris Buescher. This is a knot of race cars headed to Kurt Becker.
Ty Gibbs is in between cars coming through turn number 2. He's got drivers to the left and to the right. Got Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick there as well as they come back into quarter number 3, and Daniel Suarez all the way up to the outside.
Daniel Suarez is in that battle. He'll sling his car to the outside of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs will stay with him stride for stride down low. Haven't talked a lot about Chris Buescher today. Chris Buescher now trying to power his way to the front, but he can't get through this wall of traffic in front of him.
At the same time, Josh Berry is starting to move up behind Chris Buescher. Thought Berry was going to make the move alongside for a moment, not able to do it, but Buescher still caught up in traffic.
Chris Buescher right now still the last car as we race at this lap in the playoffs on points with a 19-point advantage this lap by over his teammate at RFK in Ryan Preece. Both of those drivers doing all they can to get every position, each position worth one single point. But Ryan Preece, who is being scored in a third spot, would love to drive up there and figure out a way to get by the two cars in front of him.
Ryan Preece right now on the racetrack, powering around the lap car of Ty Dillon. He's got some separation between himself and Brad Keselowski. Again, Ryan running third, Brad Keselowski running fourth. And you talk about Ryan Preece and the challenges that they've had. Obviously, right below the cut line. We talked about it on NASCAR Live Race Day. 42 points below that cut line coming in. And Alex, he's been able to shade that down to minus 19 at this point of the race.
Battle for the race lead begins to tighten up on the backstretch.
William Byron, the advantage has gone from a half dozen car lengths down to a car length off turn four.
William Byron has to be in an impossible situation. If Rudy Fugel thinks he's tight on fuel, William may be trying to conserve as much as possible while Chase Briscoe is just hammered down. He is now two car lengths behind the race leader.
Chase Briscoe off turn number two in that second position. He's got plenty of breathing room behind him. Nobody pressuring Briscoe. He's able to focus on Byron.
Chase Briscoe picked up the win earlier this year at Pocono Raceway. He's got a series leading six pole positions. In case you're wondering, in the Gen 7 car era, 11%. That is the pole position win percentage as they make their way off turn two, headed to the backstretch.
William Byron still the race leader in the green and black Chevrolet, and then the orange, black, and gray Toyota of Chase Briscoe in the second spot coming to turn four.
Here comes the battle for third. Brad Keselowski has caught Ryan Preece. Keselowski dives to the inside of Ryan Preece. He'll slide across the nose, put Brad Keselowski back in the third position. Alex, the question is, with 33 laps to go and Brad Keselowski with a deficit of 2.3 seconds, does he have enough time to get up there and maybe join Briscoe and Byron in a battle for the win?
Yeah, I think the car has shown speed all day long, Todd Gordon. Question now is will he be able to keep the foot on the floor long enough, keep the handling where it needs to be, and catch what could very well be lap traffic in the right spots?
It's all going to matter how the Chase Briscoe and William Byron end up. If they get to racing each other or how they get to lap traffic can affect where this goes. And if William Byron's actually having to save a little fuel, he may be backing Chase Briscoe up as this runs forward. We'll see where it plays out.
Steve Post, what is the team telling Brad Keselowski with 31 laps to go?
The team is not telling Brad Keselowski anything. Brad Keselowski just cued the radio and said, Jeremy, this is the best the car has been all day long. Remember, early they had the dominant car. Keep an eye on Brad Keselowski. He is very happy with his Ford Mustang.
There will be 30 laps to go in the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, as the race leader William Byron flashes by the start-finish line with Chase Briscoe and Brad Keselowski, your top three.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck, so you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Byron continues to show the way over Briscoe by 3.5 car lengths with a closing Brad Keselowski from third, but there is some traffic on the horizon as we're down to 27 laps to go from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
This is Ryan Preece. You're tuned in to the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now back to the race.
24 laps to go in the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol here on the Motor Racing Network, the NASCAR Cup Series for the second consecutive year racing here in America's heartland. And Mike, this one has not disappointed.
It has not at all. We have had a lot of twists and turns. We've been slowed 12 times for caution this afternoon. That ties a record for the most in 2025, that being obtained earlier this year at the Texas Motor Speedway. Good battle for fifth right now. Alex Bowman has his hands full on the back straight away.
He and Ryan Blaney have been going at it for the last several laps, Mike, trading that spot back and forth. This time it's Ryan Blaney who's starting to move forward to the inside.
He's going to pull the old-fashioned dirt track slide job on Alex Bowman. Went to the bottom, powered, and let the car drift up the racetrack across the nose of that purple Ally Chevrolet. So give the number five spot to Ryan Blaney, but Bowman on the attack again.
And he's got Carson Hosabar just a couple of more car lengths behind him. Bowman sets back to work, trying to reclaim the spot he just lost a lap ago.
Now let's reshift our focus to the lead right now. William Byron has a 9-tenths of a second lead on Chase Briscoe. However, Brad Keselowski is starting to catch the Briscoe car, but Alex, this is where William Byron's life is going to get extremely difficult because he has got a slew of lap traffic in front of him.
He got a nice break there because Chase Briscoe off turn four last lap had a big slip. That is going to give up a bunch of track position now as the leader, William Byron, encounters the tail end of the field.
He will have to deal soon with Todd Gilliland, Cody Ware, also Ty Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, and all directly ahead of the race leader.
Todd Gilliland will slide wide in turn number three, and that will open up the inside lane for William Byron. Byron will complete that pass, and as Kurt mentioned, you've got Cody Ware, Ty Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, Noah Gregson, and other lap cars in front of them.
William Byron off turn two starts to move up right behind the lap car of Ty Dillon. Off the end of the back straightaway, Byron now drops down a lane and starts to move by.
He'll pass Ty Dillon with no problem. Second place, Chase Briscoe is going to have to deal with the same set of cars. Third place, Brad Keselowski begins to close in just a bit. Keselowski now to the inside of Gilliland. He's going to try to attack for the second spot.
There he goes. Keselowski moves by the Gilliland car and tries to keep Chase Briscoe within range. Briscoe, in the meantime, he's dealing with lap traffic in the form of Ty Dillon.
Brad Keselowski's coming with a full head of steam. He was at one point 2.5 seconds behind the race leader. Now with 17 laps to go, he is 1.3 seconds, one lap ago. Brad Keselowski on the march and trying to make his presence known here this afternoon.
Has about a 5-car length deficit to try to catch Chase Briscoe, and Briscoe around 7 car lengths back of race leader William Byron.
William Byron still having to deal with some traffic right in front of him, Todd, off turn four.
And these cars he's approaching, they're still on the tail end of lead lap. They're not going to lay over as easy. They've got an opportunity. If a caution comes, it works for them. They're going to race him pretty hard. It's closing up this gap back to second and third.
William Byron right now on the back bumper of Cody Ware, but he can't make the pass, Kurt.
Not quite close enough to do it just yet. Cody Ware stays in front of the race leader, at least for now.
They come up off turn number four to the line. 15 laps to go now here in this race. Here's Byron. Cody Ware dead ahead. Then it's Chase Briscoe, Brad Keselowski for the moment. They all three are right together with no cars in between them.
William Byron, the leader, again tries to get by the Cody Ware machine. Off the end of the back straightaway. Starts a run down to the inside, and now this time starts to move by.
With 14 laps to go, the question is, does William Byron have have enough to get to the end of this race. Rudy Fugel was a bit concerned earlier, but with Briscoe closing in, William Byron Curd cannot afford to crack the throttle to save that fuel.
He's got to keep right on it. That's what he's doing off of turn number two. Shane Van Gisbergen, the next car, straight ahead for the race leader in turn four.
Shane Van Gisbergen's had his challenges today, not once but twice. He has been spun around going the opposite direction on the racetrack. For the moment, keeps the hammer down. Race leader begins to close in on his back bumper in turn two.
William Byron just carefully continues to pick his way through this traffic. Next, Shane Van Gisbergen. Then there'll be about another dozen car lengths or so before he reaches the car of Noah Gregson.
12 to go when he comes to the line. William Byron going to go to the outside of Shane Van Gisbergen. SVG will keep that machine to the bottom of the racetrack. That will allow William Byron to make the pass. The top two separated by 10 car lengths with two lap cars in between as well.
Chase Briscoe now dealing with Cody Ware, the first of those lap cars. Then there's a margin of five more car lengths back of him before we come to Brad Keselowski, who has leveled off for now in third.
He has. His march towards the front and trying to catch the lead duo has stabilized just a bit for Brad Keselowski. Big advantage now for William Byron, Kurt. He's put two cars between himself and second place, Chase Briscoe.
And Chase Briscoe seems to be about another lap or so from putting himself in a position to get close enough to even deal with those lap cars. So William Byron just circles around the outside of the Joey Gase car and sets sail up turn four.
But the problem is Briscoe is not gaining ground. He's losing ground, and Brad Keselowski is all sails up and into the wind. Here's Keselowski. He is now 1.6 seconds behind the leader, 0.4 behind Briscoe in a battle for second with 10 to go.
Keselowski trying to deal with Briscoe. Briscoe trying to deal with lap traffic. Chase Briscoe goes to the outside. He gets around the Joey Gase car in turn three.
9 to go this time by for the race leader, William Byron. Short on fuel. Does he have enough to make it? He has the luxury now of being able to save a little more. A significant gap plus two lap cars back to second place.
And Chase Briscoe still the driver in second, despite the fact that Brad Keselowski is there. In fact, Keselowski closes in even more off the end of the back straightaway. Briscoe will soon find himself in a battle for second.
Here's Briscoe and Keselowski. They race for position number two while William Byron comes across the start-finish line. It will be seven laps to go. Make that eight laps to go. And his lead is now a second and a half.
And he is loving life at this point because he's got that gap. He's got the two lap cars before we come back to Chase Briscoe. And Brad Keselowski still hasn't gotten by Briscoe.
It is clear to the naked eye for us in the broadcast booth that William Byron is beginning to save fuel a little slower. The two cars that he just lapped are beginning to close in on his back bumper.
In fact, those two cars are going to go side by side. Shane Van Gisbergen and Cody Ware. They go door to door, coming up the back straightaway, right behind the race leader, William Byron.
Challenge and change deeper inside of the top 10. Bubba Wallace has gotten around Austin Dillon for ninth. Austin will fall back to 10th as William Byron comes across the start-finish line. Laps are getting fewer, and so is the fuel pressure aboard that Chevy Camaro.
But he still has the lead as he comes off turn number two. Still has the same situation behind him. The two cars closest to him are lap machines, and then that six car length gap back to Chase Briscoe.
And they would love to get back by the race leader to get back on the tail end of the lead lap just in case there's a late race caution. Five laps to go here in Iowa. William Byron continues to show the way. Chase Briscoe is second.
All of this traffic headed by the race leader working off turn number two as Byron continues to pick up the car of Zane Smith. In fact, he's going to drop down to the inside and goes blasting on by.
We've been talking about William Byron and Chase Briscoe and Brad Keselowski. Well, there's another driver that's tiptoed into this, and that's Ryan Blaney from fourth. He is slowly starting to make this a three-driver dance for the runner-up position as everybody is trying to catch William Byron with four to go.
Chase Briscoe trying to hold off Brad Keselowski, trying to hold off Ryan Blaney, and all three trying to make sure William Byron doesn't get any further away as the laps wind down.
William Byron's starting to get some heat from Shane Van Gisbergen and also Cody Ware. He passed them a handful of laps ago, but William Byron has slowed the pace. Matter of fact, here's SVG. The lap car will look to the inside of the leader as William Byron is in full fuel conservation mode.
As he does so, the battle for second continues. Briscoe, Keselowski, Blaney all line up nose to tail.
Off turn number 4. Here is Ryan Blaney to the inside of Brad Keselowski to try to take third across the line. 2 to go here in Iowa. Shane Van Gisbergen thinks about to the inside of the race leader to get his lap back.
Thinks better of it now and therefore leaves the inside lane open for Cody Ware, who races up to his inside. Van Gisbergen right behind the leader. Here comes Cody Ware. He dives to the inside of Byron.
Byron, though, cannot let them pass. Byron will not let them pass. William Byron out of turn number 4. White flag is in the air. The final lap. The question is, does William Byron have enough fuel to win the Iowa Corn 350?
He has managed to keep the lap cars behind him. He has managed to keep second, third, and fourth well behind him. William Byron, for the final time this afternoon, works his way to turn 4.
He's got to get to the start-finish line. Here's William Byron in the middle of the racetrack off turn number 4. Checkered flag is in the air, and he's done it. William Byron wins the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol at Iowa Speedway. Chase Briscoe will finish second. Brad Keselowski will come across the line third. Ryan Blaney will be fourth. And Ryan Preece rounds out the top 5. Let's go to Steve Post.
Oh, my gosh, the relief down here. Rudy Fugel standing on the pit box in absolute disbelief down here, having a moment to talk to his team, to talk to his driver about this win. And I am telling you, Rudy aged about 10 years over the last 20 minutes of his life down here, talking to his crew members. Rudy, what is your relief factor like? Because, man, his last 20 minutes of your life have had to be just crazy.
I'm just so proud of this team. They have never quit. We've had a rough stretch, and they've kept digging. We bring fast cars to the racetrack. William drives the hell out of it. Hickory does a great job. They're getting better every week, and what a team, HMS. So super proud of it.
As you should be. That is Rudy Fugel, winning crew chief for William Byron.
The last time William Byron was in victory lane in 2025, it was after winning the season opening Daytona 500 at the World Center of Racing. They are celebrating in America's heartland. They have won the Iowa Corn 350. We'll chat with William and the other top 5 finishers as our post-race coverage from Iowa continues.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Only one race remains in the regular season of the 2025 eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. With several points-paying positions still up for grabs on the 10-driver playoff grid, the regular season finale is prepped to be a thriller. Don't forget to tune in August 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern for round 14 at Pocono on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola iRacing and NASCAR.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
The Iowa Corn 350 is over, and William Byron is celebrating the win. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Let's go to pit road to Jason Toy.
Well, we talked to the guys that finished up 2 through 5 in the 4th spot here. Ryan Blaney brings it home in that 4th position. How about that final run down the stretch there? You guys made up a lot of ground.
Yeah, made up a lot of ground. Got the 4th, but didn't make up enough. So, said I come from too far back on the restart and wasn't aggressive enough with some guys on the restart. I didn't think it was going to be that close. Like, those guys tanked hard, and I just kind of kept trucking along. But, yeah, just got too far behind. Just kind of product of where we restarted, but good recovery, good finish, and, yeah.
All right, there you go. Ryan Blaney brings it home in the 4th spot as we work our way towards the back here